Now, let's go to London and to the White Hart Pub, where we find Michael Goldfarb. He's a correspondent for GlobalPost.com. Michael, a funeral atmosphere there in London, a national day of mourning?
I wouldn't say a national day of mourning, but I would say I think tomorrow people will wake up to a national day of anxiety. The truth is, there was enough respect for what the U.S. has been developing into for people not to think, oh, this is going to be a walk in the park. On the other hand, I think people thought they were going to win fairly easily.
Yeah.
And I think that the fact that they didn't, certainly in the White Hart Pub, where I'm about to be shooed out of the garden, which is the quietest place in the pub, 700 people, and they'll all be having the same nightmares that the England goalie Robert Green is going to have for the rest of his life, of watching the American goal dribble over the line.
Oh, yeah. So, Michael, was there a moment of panic, you know, when the U.S. scored? I mean, that England might go down in defeat?
I don't think there was panic. Like, I think there was just this tremendous sense of disappointment. I mean, it was very much against the run. I mean, America was always going to score on a counterattack. But luckily, it was just before halftime. And it has to be said that the English coach, Fabio Capello, Capello just calmed them down in the dressing room. And the second half was almost entirely a team on the move. But, you know, this is the thing about soccer, and I think that one of the reasons why it never has taken off in America is that, you know, an exciting 1-1 game, I mean, come on, to the American spirit, you know, a tie is like kissing your sister, as my old lacrosse coach used to say.
We need a winner, right?
You know, can you imagine running around for 90 minutes and not having a winner? What kind of sport is that?
What kind of sport is that, Michael? What are people there saying? Are there excuses being made?
Well, you know, the truth is that a lot of the American team actually play professionally over here.
Right.
So it's long past when people would say, oh, here comes Team USA, you know, a bunch of part-timers or, you know, kids from the suburbs who kind of play our game but really can't stand up to the best. They all play here. Tim Howard, who had such a spectacular game.
Yeah, the U.S. goalkeeper, yeah.
Plays for Manchester United. Manchester United is one of the biggest teams in the world. So, you know, people had more respect than you might think. Although in the pub, I have to say, the fandom broke down like this, about 700-1. The one being one Liam Leahy from Gloucester, Massachusetts, who works here as a documentary filmmaker, and turned up, and then there was me.
And then there was you.
Know, I'm just a journalist, and I have to be impartial.
You've got to be impartial. Most important question, Michael, what are you drinking?
I managed by halftime to get to the outdoor garden. They have two massive gardens at the White Hart. I got two Coronas. I would have preferred a Cornish bitter, which they have on tap at the bar. But if you can imagine a very large sow with about 50 new piglets, that's sort of what it was like trying to belly up to the bar at the White Hart tonight.
That's Michael Goldfarb. He's a correspondent for GlobalPost.com. He joined me from the White Hart Pub in London. Michael, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Mike.